Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. One of the things that kind of bled over from our conversation yesterday with Governor Ventura was this: religion has no place in politics. Now, I know that some of my friends online right now, social media platforms, are asking the question, Bradley, is this bleeding over from yesterday's conversation? In part, but not out of spite. I suspect, because I had a conversation with the governor after the radio show again, that we're going to have him on the radio shortly in the up and coming weeks again after this next tour. We'll get him back on the radio, and we'll begin to discuss some of the things that need to be discussed. And what's absolutely amazing to me, now get this, okay? Get this. We have Governor Ventura on the radio yesterday. I'm a preacher, okay? Now, it was said to me, Bradley, why did you have the governor on your radio show? He's a full-blown socialist. He's this. He's that. And every other thing that you can possibly think of. And I'm thinking to myself, are you kidding? And this coming from another person that calls themselves a Christian. Now, this is the very first thing that I ran into when I first got into the church, when I first got saved 23 years ago. They did nothing but talk about what needed to be done. And this, not all of them, just one or two individuals in this church where there's 400 members. He was always talking about what needed to be done. I didn't hear the other people talk about what needed to be done, because they've never been taught that they're supposed to go outside of the box and seek and save that which is lost. Okay? So it's my job as a preacher to go in the middle of what needs to be preached. In other words, I'm called to go into darkness as I am called to be the light, to rock and roll and destroy the party and let the Holy Ghost in and kick the hell out. That is my job. And if you profess to be a Christian, I'm here to tell you as well, that is your job. It's not to go to the saved and get them saved again. That's like going to Mexico and teaching them Spanish. This is how biblically retarded people have become in this country. I'm going to have Jesse Ventura's on the radio all day long. Matter of fact, if I get into this little routine of having more guests, I'm not going to pull people in that are going to speak the same language. As a matter of fact, let me be real candid about why I had the governor on the radio in the first place. Because he's misunderstood, just like I am. And I understood Jesse Ventura right off the bat. I'm glad I had him on the radio. And I want to tell you why I was glad that I had him on the radio. Because I knew he was going to fight me and he was going to contend with me on the very issue that he, in fact, did contend with me on. That's my job. Hey, folks, if we have no desire for others to be saved, it's because we ourselves are not saved. Luke 5:32 tells us, I've not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. I think there's something drastically wrong from a scriptural point of view when you listen to Christian radio and that's all they have on the radio are professed Christians. Why would we do that and only that? Now, every once in a while, that's fine. But that doesn't make a bit of sense. 23 years ago when I got saved, this guy that I'm talking about that did nothing but talk about what needed to be done, he always talked about going into high schools. Well, guess what? I tolerated that for a very short amount of time before I went in and went after those that were subjected to everything and protected from nothing. Only to find out that 86% of those that are sending their kids into public schools are professed Christians, patriots, and or conservatives. There's a whole lot of hypocrisy going on here. So in other words, instead of the church being the light and bringing about the influence by the power of the Holy Ghost, they drop them off to the world to influence them in another way that contradicts the very message of the parents, the Christians, the patriots, and or the conservatives. And let me say it this, just to make it real clear, a lack thereof when it comes to patriotism. That means to uphold the law that Jesus came to magnify. Romans 3:31. Okay, I'm going to go to the New Testament. Old Testament, Isaiah 42:21. When I'm talking about the conservatives, that's a preservative, right? Salt preserves. It stops putrefaction. But what does Jesus say in Matthew 5:13 to those that fail to be the salt and the light? He said they're good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men. That's exactly right. Folks, I'm going to get as many sinners on this radio program, and I'm going to hold questions to them that matter. Because it's interesting to me that too many people in the professed church are sitting inside of the building not knowing that it is the commandment of the Lord, Mark 16:15, to get outside of the box and bear the reproach of Christ. Folks, I'm more than happy to have the likes of Governor Ventura on this radio program talking about real issues. And like Jesse said to me yesterday, Bradley, you can talk until you're blue in the face. That's what he said to me. But I do want to tell you this. I had a conversation thereafter concerning the radio show, and he said, you got me thinking about this and you got me thinking about that. Yes, if anything, we're planting seeds. Right? We're planting seeds to those that don't know the difference. And I'm not talking down to Jesse. He can speak up for himself. But we're going to have him on the radio program again to talk about more issues in the days up and coming. And we'll see what becomes of it, friends, because I'll tell you what, there's a whole lot of people in the professed church that are doing nothing but critiquing and talking down concerning the lost. But what the church fails to remember is that it's their responsibility to get out there in the face of those people and love on them in truth and preach to them, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I got to tell you one more story. So we're going to be up in Iowa next week. And I'll get to that after this hard break, but we're going to be up there. And I called one of my friends that knew that we were going to be out in Iowa, and I said, is there any opportunities in Iowa while we're out there? And one guy in particular came up, and we had him on the radio show some time ago, and he's a preacher. And this person responded to my friend and said, you know, I'm a little surprised that Bradley's taking the same stage with this person. Are you kidding me? Hey, folks. Get me an invitation to the Church of Satan. I'll be there. That's my job, is to set up camp right over the ledge of hell. My goodness, folks, are we that biblically illiterate that we don't even know what our mandate is? The church is forgotten, folks. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, I want to just go back to what I was talking about during the first segment. People were complaining about having a socialist on the radio show. We had Jesse Ventura on yesterday, former governor of the state of Minnesota. And folks, I got to tell you, it was one of the best interviews we ever did. Why? Because I had a lot of fun doing it. Because I had an individual on the line as to, all the while knowing who he was, okay? And all the while knowing what he thinks he stands for. And as a preacher, just like I said to him during the last segment there, this is my job. I was blown away what I heard because I seen Jesse put his hand on the Bible, swear to God and man to uphold the enumerated laws found within the U.S. Constitution. And we could have got into it a lot further, but we'll do that in the up and coming weeks and months with Jesse Ventura, God willing here. Okay. But with that said, but people that claim to be Christians were complaining that he was on the radio program. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, you know what? Are you that spiritually retarded? Are you that biblically retarded that you don't even know what it is that you're called to do? Nope, they don't. It's like this. Like it tells us in the book of 2 Timothy 2:6. It tells us that the husband that laboreth must be first partakers of the fruit. The Lord give thee understanding in all things. Now, to most people, that was Chinese. Yep, you speak the world's language. I'm speaking a biblical Holy Ghost language. Okay, there's a big difference. Read the book of 1 John. And with that said, it's interesting that what I just said is completely foreign to you, but you know everything about your favorite football teams, your favorite baseball teams, your favorite hockey teams, your favorite fighters, your favorite politicians, the ones you don't like, and the list goes on. You're of a worldly mind. Yes. And I want to tell you, well, Bradley, you know a lot of this too. You cover a lot of it. Yes. But I always give a biblical perspective to bring about the resolve. And what's interesting is most people don't want that resolve because they think it's someone else's job to right the wrongs. Read Deuteronomy 4:6, folks, because I'm not going to go through this all day with people because they don't understand the Word of God, though I do. Read your Bibles because, folks, we are the ones that are called to give what it is that we have been given. And as I said just a couple minutes ago concerning Charles Spurgeon, he said if you have no desires for others to be saved, it's because you yourself are not saved. That's right. You can't. Let me say it this way, youth lingo. You can't give what you ain't got. You ain't got no more the Holy Ghost than the devil does. And the reason that you don't go out and seek and save that which is lost is because you don't know the Word. And like I just said, you don't have anything to give the world. You know, a famous preacher once said, he said, preach the gospel and if you have to, use words. Now, of course, if you're a spiritual man, you'll understand what he just said. You know, practice what you preach is what he's saying. And also preach the gospel through your lifestyle, through the Christ that exhibits himself through you, which is a work of faith and a labor of love. Is that right? Yes, it is. And that's real grace. Real grace exercises what and whom it believes in. Hebrews 12:2. And go back to Ephesians 2:8 as well when you get a moment. But again, folks, this is just the craziest thing I've ever heard of in my life. Let me give you a couple of examples. I have a friend on social media right now that said that her and her husband went to a park to talk to the head of the BLM during the riots last year. People didn't think that was a very good idea. Well, then let me ask you something. How are they to know love? That is love. I remember one time, Bethany, in response to what you just wrote on social media platforms, one time the local church, this is during the time that they wanted to normalize homosexual marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind. If that was the case, folks, we wouldn't be here right now. But with that said, we ended up going to this meeting, friends, and when we went to this meeting, there was about 300 people. We didn't go to the meeting. We purposed to go to the people that were being ignored by the people that called themselves Christians that were ignoring those that needed to be saved. So we went, and there's about 300 people there. The protest was good. I was glad that they were protesting. Protestant has meaning, right? Protestants, Protestant. And what's interesting with that is they loved the lost so much that they did nothing but sit up on the microphone and condemn the people that were across the street. They didn't love on them. They just condemned them. That's all they did. And what we decided to do right then and there is I looked over at the church people and I knew exactly who they were. And I said, why are you guys over here? And why is it that you're not going across the street to reach out to those people that need the love that you talk about so much? Man, I said, it kind of reminds me of what Jesus said when he rebuked the Pharisees. He said, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. You love him so much that you disobey him at every given turn. Boy, that went over like a lead balloon. But again, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ did. And guess what, folks? I'm born of the same spirit. And in part, what happened is we ended up walking over and we ended up talking to some of these transgenders that were mentally ill. We went over there and we started to talk to some of these people that thought they were gay. Many of them are not gay. More than not, they're not gay, friends. They just want to be a part of a group of people that accept them. Did you hear me? Did you hear me? There's a world that's outside of your these four corners of your home that needs to be saved. And you need to tell your said pastors that do nothing but preach to the flock. And they do no more. I'm telling you what, if that's what you have in your said church, get out of it. It's not the church of Jesus Christ. Period. 1-866-582-9933. Read Luke 22:47 before you call, please. 1-866-582-9933. The world is dying to see the Christ that you profess to know. Oh my goodness. Out of experience, so many people, so many believers that don't believe. So many people that believe that they're saved and yet they don't share their said faith with anybody else. I want to tell you one more time why they don't share their faith. They don't share their faith, friends, because they don't have any faith. And if that's the best you have, I don't want to do any business with you in any sense of the word. I want to be delivered from my sins. I want to know the Christ in my generation because he promised to do so. Well, then act accordingly. It's just that simple. Then act accordingly. I'm going to go ahead and take John from Missouri. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend, from Missouri? And I think, yep, do we got you, John?
Yes, sir.
Yep, go ahead with your question or comment, my friend.
You know, I just wanted to reiterate what you said earlier. You are spot on about having Jesse on. Yeah, I'm not too fond of him either, but he has done some good things, and I do recognize people for that. But if you could, I'd say you get Obama on as well, because I know you're the man to ask the right questions and hold the fire to his feet. And I just commend you for doing your job and just keep on trucking, bud. You're doing the right thing.
Amen. John, just let me respond to you on air. What we're doing right now, and this all started because I needed a break. I mean, I was literally losing my voice over the last couple weeks on the road, and we're going to be on the road again. So what's happening is I'm preaching at night, and then I'm doing articles in the morning, and then I'm preaching during the afternoon, and then we're driving literally hours from point A to point B, up to 8 hours, up to 10 hours, up to 25 hours in some cases. So we wanted a little help here. And so, you know, I said to myself, I'm not an interviewer because I really truly don't have a lot of care as to what a whole lot of people have to say out there. And again, there's not too many people out there that are actually making reference to the resolve. And I know that every time someone brings about the reference to the resolve concerning what's taking place in this country, people don't like it because they don't want to have to take responsibility for the condition of their country. They don't want to right the wrongs. And so what happened is we just, you know, started thinking about, you know, who do I know? That's why we had Val Garay on, Grammy Award winner, sweetheart. I thought, you know what, I'm going to take it in on the side that he's a veteran. And I want people to hear his story, and I want to equate it to Christ, because Jesus always taught in the natural to teach men things in the spiritual, and that's what we did there, to live unto those that died for us, 2 Corinthians 5:15. John 15:13, greater love is no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. We brought on Dan Fisher. Dan Fisher runs a ministry, the Black Robe Regiment. Nobody does it better than him. If you haven't seen him, go out and check him out. But he's a doer too. He's out there on the road reaching out to the lost. Folks, that's why we brought Governor Jesse Ventura on. That's why we're going to get other people on. And as a matter of fact, to be quite honest with you in answering John, we're trying to get some politicians on the radio right now that I want to ask some real questions to, because I'm really tired of these softballs that are thrown at these politicians and they let them off. Let's see if we can get some of those people on the air here, because again, we need real answers, and I'll hold their feet to the fire to get those answers. Let's see what we can't do in the up and coming weeks. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. is reportedly planning today to evacuate the embassy in Ukraine, as Secretary of State Antony Blinken is warning a Russian invasion of Ukraine is now looking more and more imminent.
We don't know whether President Putin has made that decision. But we do know that he has put in place the capacity to act on very short notice.
The Pentagon announcing yesterday another 3,000 U.S. combat troops are going to Poland, joining 1,700 already assembling there as a demonstration of American commitment to NATO allies who are worried at the prospect of Russia invading Ukraine. Dozens of demonstrators still protesting at a busy border crossing between the U.S. and Canada. Canadian truckers still protesting Canada's new rule requiring them to be fully vaccinated when crossing the U.S. border. And this is USA Radio News. The nation's highest court rejecting a request from a group of New York City public school teachers who were hoping the court would block the city's vaccine mandate. Those teachers making the request after not receiving a religious exemption. Justice Sonia Sotomayor rejected that request with no explanation, but she also rejected an earlier challenge to the mandate, the appeal claiming the vaccine mandate violates religious freedom. Opening statements are expected to begin on Monday in the hate crime case against three men who killed Ahmaud Arbery. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution says Judge Lisa Godby Wood has announced that she has found 64 people deemed to serve as impartial jurors. On Monday, the pool will be narrowed down to 12. The father and son, Greg and Travis McMichael, and William Roddy Bryan have already been convicted of Aubrey's murder. They have all pleaded not guilty to the federal hate crime charges. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to check us out online, social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to the page. We're on the top left and the top right side of the page. Tim Brown's morning show, Bradley Dean's afternoon show. I've got you for 2 hours today. So just so you know where to go, again, subscribe, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, go over to beforeitsnews.com. beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page as well. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Oh, my goodness. There's so much to cover. And I was just going to bring up another point here about what we've been talking about, but when that point comes back, and then I guess I'll come right back to that point. I don't want to go out on a branch and then cut it off behind me, right? Yeah, that wouldn't be a good idea. That doesn't look too good for a guy that does radio. Seems like a harebrain if he does that. I do want people to understand that this ministry is very unbalanced. If anybody understands giftings, right, apostolic, prophetic, teacher, pastoral, or evangelistic, if you look at the prophetic ministries, they're very unbalanced. You ever notice they have conversations and then they take off into another little rabbit trail and then another rabbit trail? Those are prophetic bunny trails, and those little bunny trails mean someone's listening right now that needed to hear that particular point. So that's what this ministry is. Just so you know, if you're trying to figure out why are we going here and then all of a sudden over there, well, when you read the small prophets and the major prophets, you notice how they're having a conversation and then they begin to prophesy right in the center of the sentence and it makes no sense. Yeah, yeah, that sounds familiar, doesn't it? Yes, it does. Anyways, with that said, we're going to take Randy until I get my thoughts back on track here, because I got a bunch of stuff I want to cover. We're going to take Randy from Wisconsin. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hi, sir. Randy from Mercy City Church. Loved to listen to your show, and we loved your presentation at Mercy City Church a few weeks ago, and I loved your interview also, sir, with Mr. Jesse Ventura yesterday. He sounds like a man who's literally dying to be saved. His connection to you was,
amen.
Connection with you was, of course, divine through the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. And interesting, he knew the golden rule, a Christian precept, sir. And you, sir, did your job, as all of us should be doing as a preacher. And that is, we're not all preachers, but of course you are, but as Christians, we are not called to hide our bushel under a light, but instead we're called to show our light, the light of Christ in the face of darkness. And that, as Christians, our mission is to glorify our Lord, our God. And you certainly did that, and we loved that, what you did with him. And I'm sure you got a lot more,
No, let's have a bit of a conversation here, Randy. I totally appreciate it. Now, were you there the last time I was in Wisconsin?
Sir, I was.
Okay. Do you remember when I was basically preaching out against idolatry, and then we had a young man, an older man, stand up, and he just stood there for...
Yeah, he carried water for Rush Limbaugh. Yeah, horrible.
Yep, he did. Okay, so is it not my job to go right towards that one thing that holds men back from Christ? Because when I look in Mark 10, verse 17, where it starts, the rich young ruler shows up and he tries to justify himself. And the first thing Jesus says to him, what does the law say? And then he brings him through the Ten Commandments. And the young ruler, the rich young ruler, tries to justify himself, Randy. And what did the Lord do, though? Because he loved him in truth. The Bible says open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. Jesus went to the one thing. The very one thing. The Holy Ghost always points the finger to the one thing that's impeding men between him and the Christ. And a faithful witness delivers souls. And I want to be the one that points the finger and stops that which is impeding men from coming to Christ. In that particular case at the church there, in this particular case with Jesse Ventura, you know, which is idolatry, atheism, that's what it is. It's the oldest sin in the book. It's idolatry. They serve themselves. But what that said is, I look at these guys that are trapped in their sin because the preacher or the hirelings, John 10:12, Randy, they failed to point out what needs to be pointed out. Instead of giving an overview, the preacher needs to point his finger so he may give them a reason to repent before God. And that's what I did at your church. And by the way, I made amends with them before we left, and it turned out really good. But it's the same thing here with Jesse Ventura. Everybody's beating up on him in the church, but nobody's loving on him, Randy.
Yeah,
Is there something wrong with this?
Yeah, anybody can get in the party of the people that love the preacher of the choir, but the one who stands out and actually preaches the word of the Lord of God, that's the one who doesn't hide his light under the bushel. That's a true Christian. That's what we're called forth to do, and I thank God for people like you. And I try to do it in my realm. I'm a nurse. I take care of quadriplegics and home. Luckily, I own the business, so I don't have to deal with any of the mandates from the state and all that kind of crap. But you're still going to homes of people that a lot of these people are non-believers, but it's just it's tough to be a light sometimes. But it's nice to see a guy like you that has the strength and fortitude to do that, especially in front of such adversity, sir, is what you deal with. So,
I love it. And Randy, I got to tell you, I mean, I knew yesterday's show was going to be contentious. I knew it was going to be where I had someone on the phone that was going to contend with me. Listen to me. That's what lights me up. When that contention comes, and I'm thinking of Jude 3 and 4 right now, when that contention comes, the Holy Ghost gets real big in me. And it's time to start dumping on people, because if we don't bring, the Holy Ghost brings the conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment with the law in our hands, Galatians 3:24, and I'm thinking of Romans 3:20 as well. And it's like I'm doing for those people what nobody on this earth did for me. And that's what we should be doing. The Lord did what he did for me. And my faith is found in him alone. I'm thinking of 1 Corinthians 2:5. And again, when it comes down to a Jesse Ventura, I mean, For the life of me, Randy, I just don't understand why people are just sitting around in the church beating up on the guy. Hey, you know what? At least he stands up for what he says he believes in. You can't even get that in the church. They say they believe one thing, they walk outside the door, and they act like somebody different. It's like, what happened to the one that was just inside of the building? Oh, you know, we're not in the building anymore. It's like, okay, you know, you're like a chameleon, you're a fair-weathered friend. God doesn't need those kind of people. He needs faithful witnesses. And again, Randy, I just want to be a part of the answer here, brother. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less.
Yep, you're a light in the darkness. Salvation belongs to the Lord, as you know better than anybody else. And the Lord saved me, and that's the Holy Spirit. And
amen.
My God, I thank Christ for you, and I thank Christ for people like you, Matt Trella, Jason Storms. But the light is, I think, is shining on the heart of in the heart, mind, soul. Hopefully, on Jesse Ventura, because imagine, sir, with the platform he would have if he was actually a saved Christian.
Oh my, a Saul to a Paul. Randy. Oh, my goodness. I mean, you would talk about hell in fury. That would be just that guy's situation, because they wouldn't know what to do. Listen, him being a carnal man, they don't even know what to do with a guy like that. And yep. I can relate to it on a level that's not where Jesse is, because of the way that people misconstrue who I am and misconstrue what I do. But, you know, I got to say this, and I'll make one more point, and I'll give you the last word, Randy. When I was doing my homework on Jesse Ventura, now just keep in mind, I watch documentaries. I literally have thousands of them here. And I love to learn, and over, Jesse Ventura would come through those feeds. I don't watch TV, haven't watched that garbage in 23 years, but I do watch a lot of documentaries. Here comes Jesse. And the more I watched him, the more I was trying to figure out is, why do people in the church have such a problem with this guy? And what I noticed is that they would keep taking him out of context, and it bothered me. And I'm going to tell you why it really bothered me, because that's what people do with me. They don't keep it into context. It's like, listen to the rest of what I say, and then ask yourself, why did Bradley just say that? Did he say that because he loves me, or he's mad at me? That's not the case. As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, and therefore be zealous and repent. I thought to myself, you know what? Jesse Ventura would be a great match to have on the radio, and I need to begin to ask him real questions that nobody else has the spiritual fortitude to actually man up and ask him. And it was really easy for me, Randy. It was really easy for me. And I got to tell you this, too. I got off the radio program, and I called up Jesse, and we had a conversation. And I really hope to believe that there's a friendship that's going to develop out of this, because I want him to see what he said, prove it. Because I'll tell you what, the Lord has proven it to me for 23 years, and I want him to get a little taste so that he can say, taste and see that the Lord is good, so we can see that conversion, Randy, from that Saul to Paul. Amen?
Yes, amen. Yeah, I think that the Holy Spirit is using you as he does so many of the real people with the true hearts and the honesty to plow their hearts, open their minds, open our eyes and eyes, give their minds to conceive and ears to hear the word of the Lord, because he sounds like, again, like I started off the conversation with, he sounds like a man that's just dying, sir, to be saved.
Amen.
What a platform he would have. Through the
Amen.
Holy Ghost has used you to raise up a man to assist you and assist all of us as Christian brothers and sisters in Christ to do his will, to glorify to God, bring glory to God. That's our only purpose to be in this life.
Amen.
Sir, I'll hang up. Thank you, sir. We love your ministry. We support you.
Thank you, Randy.
Sometime soon at Mercy Seat.
Yeah,
bye, buddy.
Yeah, appreciate that. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. How are you to do that unless there's a preacher? How are they to believe, Scripture tells us in the book of Romans, unless there be a preacher to preach the word to them? Oh, my goodness, folks. Let me be honest with you. Jesse Ventura, that was easy. That was easy. I don't know that I could have picked a fight with a bigger opponent, but I did. But what a cool guy. What a cool guy. I hope to have him on again real soon here. But again, friends, the church needs to understand and identify themselves as to what they're commanded by God to do. And it's not to sit inside of the building and go outside of the building and act a different way. That's called hypocrisy. Jesus rebukes that. Got a hard break coming up. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Before it's news, is proud to be a sponsor of Sons of Liberty Radio, featuring Bradley Dean, live stream on our website at 2 p.m. Monday through Saturday. BeforeIt'sNews.com would like to invite our audience to share Sons of Liberty Radio with your family and friends.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you want to call in, 1-866-582. Any comments on yesterday's show, please let's make it now because I want to get on to a new topic, second hour. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Next Saturday, we are going to be from 5 to 9 p.m., February 19th, at a grand ballroom, and this is going to be in Clear Lake, Iowa. Go to Bradley's schedule on sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm here to tell you, friends, it's sold out. Okay, we know that it's sold out, but there may be some people that want returns or they want to get rid of their tickets, whatever the case might be. The last event that we did like this in Albert Lea, Minnesota, it was sold out and there was more people coming in. I'm going to be the keynote speaker with Lisa Hansen. And again, this is going to be in Clear Lake, Iowa next Saturday. If you want information, please go to Bradley's schedule on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Bradley's schedule. One more time, 1-866-582-9933. Someone just said to me, Bradley, you know, I just wish your numbers would increase more. Well, don't be disheartened. We have 155 radio stations across the country. That can't be censored, right? We are the number one and the number two show out of 65 different show hosts. Go to Genesis Communication Networks. You can see the gauge right on the front page. And interestingly enough, if it wasn't Facebook censoring us, if it wasn't YouTube censoring us, it seems there's a little fishy, activity taking place over on our new page. So much so that I had actually called the vice president yesterday and had a conversation to have him check the back end as to what's going on, because our subscriptions go up 100 every single week. And it's interesting, our numbers are falling. And there's a confliction here. There's something seriously wrong there. But again, don't lose heart. I'm the guy that they love to attack, not because I'm wrong, but because I'm right. That's why they attack. Not because I'm not a threat, but because I am a threat. That's why they censor. But do understand all of the censorship going on in the United States of America, regardless of who they are censoring. By the way, if they're not censoring, it's because they're not a threat. If they are censoring, it's because they are a threat to the establishment. And it's my understanding that this country is sick and tired of the establishment. That's why they censor. That is a threat towards you personally, just so you know. Censorship is not just aimed at me, it's aimed at you, that you might not have the information that we're giving to you on a 24/7 basis. But every time they attack, just like in the book of Exodus, I believe it's verse, you know, as a matter of fact, what I'm going to do, I'm going to go over there, Exodus, right, live radio, chapter 1, and I'm going to go over there, and I'm going to go down, and guess what, friends, there it is, right there. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew, and they were grieved because of the children of Israel. Israel is not the geographical spot on this planet. Israel is the children that are born of the Spirit of God. Israel is defined out as God's fighters. They hate those that protest. And those that protest, friends, are those that are born of the Spirit. And I'm talking about in the Christian realm, okay? And to further solidify that point, why don't I go over here and show you some of the information that the mainstream media meant to hide from you yesterday, and I want to give it to you across the boards. And might I remind you, those 155 affiliates, that's just radio. We're on television, we're on other networks, we're on internet networks, and the list goes on. So my point is, the more they afflict us, the more we grow. So let them do their worst, because they are. Let me show you how they're doing their worst in Canada right now. This is tyranny to its core. America, listen, this is right on the border.
There will be consequences for these actions, and they will be severe.
Okay, there will be consequences for these actions, and they will be severe. Notice how it doesn't apply to those that are supposed to represent the people. It's aimed at those that are upholding the law that these corrupt politicians are trying to tear down. Okay? We got to put this into perspective so you understand who the bad guys are. When you look at the rule of law, the Canadian government, nor does any other government on this planet, have the right to tell you, you better give me a vaccine passport or you cannot buy or sell, Revelation 13:17. But that's what they're doing here, okay? That's what they're doing here. Know who the tyrants are, because you're watching them and you're hearing them even now.
Again, there will be consequences for these actions, and they will be severe. We've already started by going after the money funding the illegal occupation. Yesterday, an Ontario court granted our request.
Illegal occupation. Wait a second. Illegal occupation? It's the people occupying. You work for the people. What are you talking about? Illegal occupation. The illegal occupation that you mean you're demonizing them in hopes that the people don't know the difference. That's what this guy is doing. I want to remind you, friends, these are the ones that are breaking the law, that are demonizing those that are upholding the law. Don't get me wrong.
From give, send, go for the convoy. The OPP has also provided additional resources.
This is in Canada.
Services and Windsor Police Services to satisfy their recent requests for operational support. And more needs to be done. We're strengthening the tools and the powers of our police forces to resolve this.
the tyrant saying we're strengthening ourselves against the people that we're supposed to serve. I'm just translating this, friends, because I've been here so many times. I know how this works. And this is exactly, hey, folks, the consequences need to fall upon their heads for acting out in an unlawful manner towards the lawful in Canada. Okay? You can put that up against 1 Kings 18, when Ahab faced off with that of the lone prophet Elijah.
The situation and restore order. Let me be clear. The government does not direct our police forces, but we do set the laws. Today, I'm using my authority as Premier.
You can rest assured when he's talking about the police force. Keep in mind, those that call themselves police swear to uphold the Constitution in that prospective country. Keep in mind, it also begins with acknowledging the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Okay, just so you know, right? And again, it's not the truckers. It's not those on these protests, on these convoys that are breaking the law. They're trying to make the people on a global basis aware of tyranny to the degree that it's going on in their prospective country, Canada.
Ontario, to declare a state of emergency.
State of emergency.
And I will convene cabinet to use legal authorities to urge...
Legal, it's not legal authorities, folks. If the cops go out there in Canada and enforce the unconstitutional edicts, keep in mind the cops, and it's their job to stand up against those that are violating the Constitution, namely what you're looking at and what you're hearing right now.
Orders that will make crystal clear it is illegal and punishable to block and impede the movement of goods, people, and services.
Okay, wait a second. So I want you to hear this. He said it's illegal to impede, to stop, or to block services. Isn't this the said government in Canada right now telling the good people in Canada that if you don't get a vaccine passport, that you cannot buy or sell? Is that not what's happening here? This is how the world operates, friends. These corrupt said officials in that particular country want you to believe that the bad guys are the ones that are standing up against them. You better know history, because these people right here are the ones that need to suffer hard consequences lawfully.
Along critical infrastructure. This will include protecting international border crossings, 400 series highways, airports.
This is Canada, friends.
Bridges and railways. It will also include protecting the safe.
Look at the two women behind on social media platforms standing there with masks on. They're nothing but actors. That's all they are.
Provincial roadways.
Actors.
As well.
Paid actors.
Fines for noncompliance will be severe.
Fines for noncompliance to unconstitutional edicts.
And up to a year imprisonment.
They're talking about imprisoning those protesters.
Authority,
this is where the protests must get hotter.
Personal and commercial licenses of anyone who doesn't comply with these orders. This will not impede the rights of Ontarians to peacefully protest. It will provide additional tools to help stop the illegal occupation of Ottawa.
Illegal. They've already tried to call them terrorists, friends, by the way.
In Arkansas.
Just so you know, they've already tried to call them terrorists. Justin Trudeau, the little effeminate pansy over there. They call him the prime minister. That's a plant. Just keep in mind, he's already called those people that are protesting the corruption in his administration terrorists. We got hour two coming up, folks. Got more information, line upon line, precept upon precept. We'll be right back.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.